It's time for the KHNS local news. I'm Alan de Premenil. Today in the news, the Haines Police Department, then the Fire Department, were called to a downtown storage building to investigate signs of suspicious activity and smoke in the middle of the day. And the Bald Eagle Festival in Haines is set to start on Friday. This year, the Tourism Office is stepping in to organize the event. We spoke with Tourism Director Reba Hilton about the details. The owners of the S&W storage facility in downtown Haines found the door to their building closed and barricaded.
When we got inside, got it open, we realized there was some smoke in the building.
George Campbell and his wife are the owners.
We cleared it for fire, but called the police due to some damage noticed, and so we're still trying to sort everything out.
Officer Michael Fullerton responded to Campbell's call.
Just investigating and making sure that the area was safe. We found someone inside the building who we were aware of as being someone in need of our assistance.
Police are not releasing his name at this time. Campbell says the person was renting a unit from him and likely suffers from mental illness.
And he was sleeping inside the building, and they found him, and after a standoff for a little while, they finally got him out, and my understanding is they're sending him for evaluation.
The person reportedly lit a fire inside the building, in what Campbell says was probably an effort to prepare some food. Campbell says before that day, there were no signs that the person had stayed in the building. But this was different.
Appears that he tried to get propane out, took a cover off a motorcycle. He was sleeping and has a bunch of stuff inside this building. You can see the front walk to the front door. Main door was pulled up and a whole bunch of stuff was stacked against that.
The fire extinguishers had been moved and their pins were pulled out. Some lumber and various objects were placed precariously above the stairs, ready to fall, as if to defend from intruders.
And then as we get up here, you'll notice a bunch of stuff up above that was set up to be like booby traps. And the police said that he had a bunch of spikes and stuff, like spears, to throw down at people. Don't put your hand down on anything.
Large bags of fertilizers were laid on the stairs. A large safe had been dragged to block the way.
You see here, he's got a rat trap set, so if you put your hand down, it'll snap you.
Most worrisome, some electrical wires were pulled out of their conduit, the wires denuded and wrapped around the boiler room door handle. Once the man was taken into custody, police officers called the fire department to thoroughly check the building. Firefighters positioned a large fan by the door to clear the smoke and went through the building with heat cameras to ensure that no fire risk remained. Officer Fullerton says the suspect was taken to the local jail.
He's in our custody for the time being, and we'll proceed in accordance with the law, and also checking with the local district attorney to making sure that we're acting according to the law.
Campbell says assessing the extent of the damage will likely take him a couple days. This summer, the Bald Eagle Foundation approached the Haines Tourism Office to ask for help putting on the Bald Eagle Festival. Reba Hilton is the tourism director. She says with the approval of the manager, the office's staff decided to take it on.
And I'm pretty excited that we did, because it's already proven to be a success.
Hilton says the town is fully booked on Saturday night. Every hotel room, every short-term rental has been reserved.
We've got quite a few Yukoners coming down, and they'll be camping. And some of that is because they can't find rooms, but they're also diehard, so that's great.
Hilton says attendance at the festival has been low for the last few years, a pattern that predates the pandemic. She says she sees this year as an opportunity to rebuild the event. To do this, the tourism office tried to involve as many community members as possible.
It's easier to feel welcome if you know somebody that's serving, you know, ice cream at the Chilcat Center on Saturday, or part of the fundraising for Haines Huts, that kind of thing.
On the program, there are talks, children's activities, a movie, pancakes, and some beer, and a bunch of eagles.
I've been up the highway a few times, and there's quite a few bald eagles that are here already, so it's wonderful.
Hilton says she expects that in the coming years, the Chamber of Commerce and the Bald Eagle Foundation will go back to playing a more active role in organizing the event. The festivities begin on Friday afternoon and will last until Sunday. Tickets are available online. That's it for the KHNS Local News. I'm Alan de Prevenil. You can find these stories and learn how to access the KHNS News as a podcast at khns.org/news. This is KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Clockwan at 102.3 and translator K220BK Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.